When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Ah, hello 2021, you raggedy beach.
Oh my god, I can't believe we're starting with the bullshit up top. You know, it's great to be here, you know, but I kind of feel like we're still in 2020.
I don't know why people thought when the clock struck 12 everything was gonna change. It's still very much like it's the same people. Like resolutions don't matter. Everything is the same. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's different is now you don't really know the date the same. And, you know, people are like, oh, when the new year, they weren't saying this is my year this year, but they were like, oh, I can't wait to get out of 2020. And it's like, girl, you still gonna be on unemployment tomorrow. You know?
Yeah. There's no, if anything, now that we've been in it so long, you would think it would be like normalize the pandemic, but it's not. It's kind of like, oh my God, well, we're going to get out of this soon. And I will say when January the 2nd hit, I was like, damn, we're going to be in here for a long time.
I don't know. I think the only difference between this year and last year is there's a vaccine that I'm still scared to take. People that I've been talking to are like, oh yeah, you know, summertime, we gonna be back out, you know, I'm getting a house on Fire Island. I mean, you know, the gays is ready to go out.
Conversation. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Andrew, do you wanna speak on the capsulized party boat that happened in Puerto Rico?
The one I was captaining, of course. Yeah.
Gay Titanic.
Yes. They sunk. I mean, what else do you want me to say? They did a bad thing and they suffered the consequences.
Did they hit like a warm ass iceberg? How did the boat sink?
I don't actually know. I'd never actually even paid that much thought. I was just very happy to see that it was sinking. That was my only reaction.
So I have never been on a yacht. We're changing that this year. I've never been on a cruise ship. Don't care to ever change that. But I feel like something like that would make me like want to have my life jacket on, my life vest, my life pants on the entire time I was on the boat. Like I would sleep in the vest.
Yeah, but unfortunately, those people were doing G and K before they got on the boat, so they thought they were invincible. So,
What happens to a person when they're on those drugs? When they're going into water, their boat is sinking.
Yes. They become more buoyant. Ketamine makes you float.
For someone who's been on ketamine multiple times, I'm gonna say yeah. There's this. You have your own life vest. And it's in your head. It's in your head. Yeah, I think there probably was a point where people kind of woke up from their high and they were like, oh, fuck, we're drowning. But for the most part, you're not thinking about a damn thing. You're G'd up. You're K'd up. You're living your best life. You don't even know there's a pandemic happening. You're in another world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so side effects of ketamines. Feeling happy and relaxed. And I feel like when you're relaxed, you float. Feeling detached from your body. That means falling into a K-hole. Hallucinations, confusion, clumsiness, anxiety, panic, violence, vomiting. Okay, ketamine sounds cute. It doesn't. But nobody died, right? Or did people die?
No one died, no.
So it's not really a tragedy. It's more of a cautionary tale.
Well, I'm sure people lost their iPhone 12s. That sounds traumatic.
That's what my thought was as well. Like my phone. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
I would just be like out of the water trying to like, with my hand out, protecting my phone.
It would fully be me and my phone trying to find a door to lay on top of. You know what I mean? Like, or maybe when you go on a cruise or a yacht during a pandemic or outside of a pandemic, you should carry a little Ziploc bag with you, you know, so that you can put your phone in it.
Or how about this? If you're in a panini and you're at
a panini.
Yes, that's what we're also calling a pandemic. We're at a panini. How about you not post that you're at a party with no mask on?
How about you just don't go in the first place?
Well, we can't stop people from doing that because obviously they're doing it. But if you're going to do it, let's be tasteful about it.
I think it is funny when those videos at those parties, in the videos themselves, you can hear some of the background like, hey, don't record.
Yes.
You
know, they're yes.
They're very aware of the fact that they're doing a very bad thing and it shouldn't be recorded.
It's no bueno. It's just like, it's not necessary. I think everybody should, you know, everybody's going to do what they want to do, have fun, blah, blah, blah. But remember when we were in 2007 and we were at the club or doing whatever we were doing, nobody was taking video of it. It was just happening.
I don't think I had data on my phone in 2007.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go back to that.
I think I had an LG flip phone.
Let's go back to flip phone status. Let's do that. Remember when we had the BlackBerry and everything was pixelated?
I never had a BlackBerry because I didn't have that.
I had two versions of the BlackBerry.
You had the touchscreen or you had the roll ball?
I had the roll ball and I had the touchscreen. Okay. I was really doing it. I had those. That's when upgrades matter. You know, that's when they were really just handing out phones.
Well, that's when in 2007, an upgrade meant you, like, after 2 years of having your phone, you can get like a free phone or like a phone for like $50.
That's not now.
People pay $1,000 for Ooh, beach. So I discovered that Instagram page this week, Gays Over COVID, and I was...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, the way I was rolling my eyes. But also, like, it's fascinating how many shirtless gay guys can fit in a club in Brazil and not a single mask.
Not a mask in sight.
Well, while we're dragging the gays, I mean, this is the thing about... what's going on is it hits everybody. We've seen everyone. I saw everybody in Atlanta. People are in Miami. People are in Mexico. Everybody is doing what they want to do right now.
The Gays Over COVID page just looks like what Atlanta looks like, except everybody has like a better body, you know?
Stop that.
Everybody has like a D'Angelo Dick V. That's the only difference. You know?
But I mean, the fact that I'm seeing a hookah in an enclosed space, my friend. But here I am sitting on my Judge Judy pedestal. And it's like, I've done some silly things. And I'm like, now looking back at it, I'm like, who am I? Who am I to say these people are wrong? But, you know, Scootney, I
was just thinking about Scootney.
Scootney, you know, I wanna retract what I said before. And I was saying, you know, maybe you had, somewhat of a point, and I heard you and it's received. And, you know, I don't know if I'm not going to go on a trip this year. I'm not going to say that, but I could see how, when you see a couple people going on trips, you're like, I'm going to go on a trip too. And,
I hear what you're saying and I guess I appreciate what you're doing, but Scootney, I'm taking nothing back. I'm taking absolutely nothing back. Everything that I said after I got back in September, I stand by that because, yes, we are in a global pandemic. Yes, there are people who are going to go out, but, and the biggest thing that people say about people going out is, oh, you're putting other people at risk when you go out. But like, I live alone. I'm here by myself. I come back from a trip. I'm staying in my house. I'm quarantining for more than 14 days alone anyway. So I don't take anything back from Tulum in September. Wow. That being said,
how we did Tulum was good and fine or whatever, but you know, over the case of couple days, I'm like, we could sit down for a little bit. It's okay to We all want to travel and live it up and escape. But I did watch a girl who's from Barbados say, she wrote on an influencer's page and was saying, like, you know, this is insane. And she got dragged. They were like, you need to lighten up. People need to escape. This is a hard time. And she said, yeah, everybody needs to escape. But where do those people in Barbados, where can they go to escape after you come through with all of your, you know, COVID breath. I might or could not have COVID energy. And then she showed the numbers about like tourism, how there wasn't any COVID. And then there was a spike of 295 people who had it. So all points are being made on all ends. And, you know, let's just go into the new year and try to be better, do better.
I feel like ultimately there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. If you have been quarantining with your family or your man or your six cats, whoever you've been quarantining with, if everybody's going on a trip, the people in your group are going on a trip, everybody has to get tested before you go. Then you go. If you're taking a trip, you stay in that Airbnb or that house that you guys got, mm-hmm. and you stay away from other groups of people. I'm seeing people are on, like, it's resorts. People are going to foam parties. They doing backflips into a pool with people that they met from Portland. It's like, you don't know them. And
they're in the jacuzzi sitting on people's laps. They just met at the bar.
They doing body shots. It's like, babe, you doing it wrong. You stay with your group. You get a house with a pool. You get a house with a jacuzzi. You and your six friends or two friends or you and your man, the people that you got tested with, you stay together. And then when you come back, you get tested again.
I do want to end on this. I want to say that, you know, we come from a privileged place. You, me, Andrew, nobody close to me has died of COVID. So I can make the choices I've made knowing that, okay, my best friend is still alive. And, you know, my mother, homophobic and all, is still alive. But if somebody really close to me was affected and passed away, I don't know if I would be so lightly about this. I just don't. I would be.
Obviously. But
So we're very privileged to be like, this is how you do it. And this is how it should be done. Like, I know this other comedian who lost her dad on New Year's Day because he went to a small party with some coworkers and somebody had COVID. And then he was in the hospital and then he died. So that's not our story. That's
so the lesson here is don't go to no small parties with work friends. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, honestly, quit your job is what I'm hearing as well. I'm hearing don't go to work and don't go to small parties. I'm going to say, you say that we're coming from a place of privilege. I'm not going to say that I'm coming from a place of privilege. My mother is an essential worker and she gets tested every week. My mom has to go to work and is susceptible to COVID on a regular basis. So I'm not saying that I'm coming from a place of privilege because I don't think that it's a privilege. But I will say that I'm
no, so it's far, a privilege that it's a privilege that nobody has. We haven't been personally affected by COVID.
Nah, sis, because that's not true for me. I know somebody whose dad died and that changed kind of the course of what I was dealing with last year. So I'm going to say no. That's a no for me personally me. But it's definitely a blessing to not have it yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying yet, but let me knock on wood. But whatever you feel like you need to do for you, do it for you. And a lot of these celebrities are taking these trips and they're posting about it. And some celebrities are not posting anything, but paparazzi's catching them out and about. And people are still mad about that. So whatever you do or don't do, someone's going to be upset about what you're doing and how you're living your life. So you do what works for you and you make sure you get tested regularly and put your damn mask on.
Please have your mask on. That's very important. And us, you know, the masks that we're talking about, the people who went through to the Capitol and started a revolution. There wasn't a mask in fucking sight. Goodness gracious.
I didn't see no masks. I didn't see no top lips. I didn't see like no rhythm. I didn't see no fear in those people's eyes.
Oh yeah. Everybody who doesn't wash their legs were in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol, putting their legs up on desks and taking photos and stealing shit. It was,
yo,
I cannot believe, my eyes were bleeding from watching.
Just rioters and looters and terrorists, honestly.
That's what they are, yeah.
Just like, but then the cops were like taking selfies with them and the cops were like helping this little white lady down the stairs. It was like, oh. This is different.
White supremacy at its best. They was wondering why no one was arrested or shot. And I was like, oh, they wouldn't shoot their kind. Why would they do that? Mm-hmm. Why would they do that to their own people? They would not.
Girl, they said 13 people got arrested. I said 13?
Just 13?
That's it?
13 is not enough. Not from the photos. I was like, yo, the whole thing looked like the middle of the mall. They got Washington, D.C. looking like Auburn Mall in Worcester, Massachusetts. It was, I hadn't seen that many A6s in my life.
Sis, that was, don't nobody, okay, so that was real niche, that description that you gave.
Yes, but anybody who's from Worcester, Massachusetts and went to the Auburn Mall, they know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's gonna shout out to those six listeners today.
It's going
to
hit.
Six, I feel like six is being generous.
Right, so shout out to them, shout out to them two listeners.
I can't wait for this to go viral and they're like, no, we know exactly what she's saying.
Yes, yes, yes. This podcast famously very popular in Worcester, Massachusetts.
When are you coming to Worcester? Yeah.
Worcester. I mean, everything that we saw in the summertime of 2020, you need to look at that and then look at the bullshit that we just saw January the 6th, Wednesday. And be like, shit just don't add up.
Yeah, none of it
doesn't
makes
add
sense.
Up. It
none
just
of it makes any sense to me.
It's racism, and it's just, I mean, we want things to fucking change, but just because Joe Biden won, I mean, we still got what, 2 more weeks of Trump?
14 days, girl. Honestly, they should just tell him to clock out now. They should be like, if you don't want to be here, you could go. Like,
yeah, you can put in your 2 weeks notice early, you know?
Yeah, we don't even need the 2 weeks. I mean, the one time I gave a 2 weeks notice, they told me that I could leave that day and they escorted me out. And I think that that's what should happen here. They should legit just be like, come on and give us your pass. Give us your badge.
Yeah.
They gotta turn off his like meal card. He's not doing anything in the next 2 weeks. That is going to be for the good of the people. Mm-hmm. And he's still lying. I feel like at this point, he's repeated the lie so many times that there was fraud that he truly believes it to be a fact.
Oh, no. He does not see truth. He doesn't even know what it is. He's so delusional. And the people who follow him, they don't know what truth is either. So
the only person they listen to was him, and he keeps repeating the same thing since November 8th. And they're like, oh, these are facts. These are facts.
Yes. And you know, I kept seeing people write about, look at all these people on meth. They're on meth. And I said, it's not meth, friend. I've been on meth. That is white supremacy. The confidence.
Who was on meth? Who was saying that people was on meth?
The people who were rioting.
Oh.
At the Capitol. They kept saying, like, look at these crazy drug addicts. I was like, they're not on drugs. They just truly believe that they are white and white is right and they have the power and they are going to change things. That's all it is.
Girl. I mean, I'm sorry, I just Googled the side effects of meth.
I mean, I was like, stop making a meth look bad, guys. Is that
Sydney, girl? What? No. Absolutely. No.
That's the angle. That's girl, the angle get that you're out. Taking right now.
That's my angle.
That's girl. Like, oh my God. Please do not new, talk meth.
New year, same old Sid.
Nah,
year, same old Sid.
Yeah.
None of that. New. Sydney don't speak for... The views expressed by my co-host don't reflect the pod. It was just messy. And like, I mean, have you ever told a lie so many times that you started to believe it? Like, have you ever lied about something and you were like when I got caught stealing when I was like in elementary school, I was like, I like made up a lie about how I got all this stuff. And I said it so many times that like as an adult now, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what happened. But ultimately, you know that you lied, you know? I feel like that's what's happening.
Not as an adult. Not as an adult.
Not as an adult. But I'm saying as a kid. Like as a kid, you lie, you repeat the same lie so many times that like you start to believe it in your head. As an adult, Sydney, what you lying about, friend?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Or if I've like, you know, embellished some things in the back of my head, I'm like, that didn't happen. But it sounds funny as fuck, you know? Like. But I also know that there's three sides to a story, and the way somebody else sees it, another person can be like, no, well, this is what happened. And then there's the person in the middle that's like, well, this is actually what transpired. So it also could just not be a lie for them. It's just like, this is what happened.
But I don't think that there's always three sides to a story. I think it's two sides to a story. The thing that actually happened, and then the thing that the person who's lying, or the thing that the person from their perspectives thinks that it is. You think it's every time something happens, there's three sides to every story?
No, not all the time, but you know, I'm gonna give it 50% that it could be. Andrew? You gotta have somebody, like you gotta have a naked eye watching what happened, which is usually the cameras.
I sometimes lie like out of like convenience to the conversation. Like if someone was talking about Alec Baldwin and Alec
Hilaria.
Baldwin, not that conversation, but Alec Baldwin in New York, just being a citizen of Manhattan. And I'm like, I've passed him on the street. I have not. Someone that I was like friends with was like, oh, I pass him all the time on the street. I just said, you know, I pass him on the street just out of convenience. I don't want to be like, all, like my friend passes him on the street all the time. You know what I mean? I just like, I don't.
But you
like,
could just say that. You could say, oh, he lives in my friend's neighborhood.
No, because then what is that? That's not as fun as like I am personally doing it.
But you know? What is cool about passing Alec Baldwin on the street in the first place?
I don't know. In 2014, it was cool. It was cool to me when I moved here. And it was like.
But Andrew, sweetie, baby, you live in New York City. You could have lied about seeing any other famous person in the world.
Right. But in 2014, Alec Baldwin was a big thing for me as a fan of 30 Rock.
Wow, and like, Andrew. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay, there it is. That where it makes sense. There it goes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Have you not ever lied out of convenience just to like sort of like
continue the
conversation along easier?
Well, sometimes my go-to lie is, my phone died, or I fell asleep, or you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like somebody calls you and you like.
No, I'm talking about like stealing someone else's story. So.
Oh yeah, that's how I perform on stage, babe. I lie on the mic, or I did allegedly in the good old days of stand-up comedy of 2019.
Honey, we just have to laugh. Just have to laugh. I mean, one person's lie is another person's truth. That's how I see it.
One person's lie is another person's Comedy Central half hour special. I mean,
oh my God.
You do with it what you will, but Andrew, I've met Alec Baldwin. And that's it. There's one degree of separation from us.
Right. In 2014, if you had told me that, I would just be absolutely gooped. You know, I'd be like, I
interviewed him.
Yeah. That would destroy me, I think.
Really? I interviewed him, and me and Marie had like, what's that show? What was that show we were doing? We were doing the like rehearsals for, I forgot, the Match Game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were doing Match Game, and we met him. And so when I saw him again, I was like, I'm not impressed anymore. It's just, he wanted the homies now. Well, not the homies, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. not the homie anymore.
I mean, if you're going to talk about Alec Baldwin, you're talking about lying. We got to talk about Hilaria Baldwin. We must. Okay. Because sis is from Boston and then named, she built a lie around being Spanish that is so complex that she named all five of her children very Spanish names.
So and wait, is she Spanish?
No.
Her family's not from Spain.
Born and raised in Boston, has no Spanish heritage. Her mom and dad retired in Spain, apparently on the island of Love Island, which is like, people are like, is that even really Spain? I don't know.
Okay, so they retired in Spain after she was born?
Yes, Sydney. Do you know what retire means?
Okay, I'm just trying to get off.
Sydney is just clarifying.
I'm asking the questions that some people who don't give a fuck about Hilaria or Baldwin or whatever are asking.
Hilaria or Baldwin.
Okay, first of all, her name is Hillary. She changed her name to Hilaria because that's more Spanish. And Hillary is, you know, Hillary. Mm-hmm. So she changed her name legally, I guess. And anytime you watch an interview of her, she doesn't outright say that she's from Spain, but she always says that her family is from Spain.
How do you say a cucumber? It's like, what?
Yes,
ma'am.
How do you say
it? I think it was like, what is the English word?
Yes, what is it?
Didn't even hit us with a coma se dice. She just was like, English word for cucumber. It's like, you are American. Stop it.
Right. Girl, come girl. But she, in her mind, she's Dora the Explorer, which is wild and crazy, kids.
Yo, but remember back in the day. No, well, not back in the day. But remember when we'd be in school and some people would be like, I've got Native American in me. Because they had like a little bit of baby hair that kind of curled
right.
up.
Right. The baby hair went like
little swoosh, like a little bit. They're like, I got Native American. I got Cherokee. And it's like, yeah, man. Uh-huh. Like
at that's- my school. At my school, it was, I got Indian in my family.
And yes.
I was like,
yes.
What? Your hair looks like my pubes. very silky down there. The carpet does not match the drapes. But yeah, that was like the big thing that people would say because it was like, it would make them seem more exotic. And
yeah.
It's like, you could just be honest. And that might be cooler. I mean, some people need a story to be interesting. And
like the Alec Baldwin, seeing him in the West Village.
But Andrew, who is your favorite celebrity now that you would lie about seeing in the streets?
Who would I lie about seeing in the streets?
Yeah.
I don't think I would lie about seeing anybody at this point. Like, it's like, what am I doing outside to begin with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing matters anymore. Nothing matters.
Well, celebrities, I feel as though like in this past year, especially, they have gotten knocked down so many pegs because it's like, I can see into your homes now. You mean nothing to me anymore.
Because you could see somebody's stainless steel double refrigerator. You think you know them now?
Well, it's like you see Tom Hanks host SNL, like the first like COVID, you know, from home. And it's like, okay, like this is obtainable. Like Tom Hanks, this person that it was like high regard, we're suddenly
who also
in
had
kitchen.
COVID. He had COVID.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's he's one of us now. I'm just saying, like, he's one of the people.
You got the same disease that they're talking about.
Yeah. No, but he was the first rich white man to get it. And I remember when he got it at the beginning too, he got it before it was cool. He got it like March.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but wait, somebody said something about peg. Somebody said the word peg.
I did say the word peg.
You said
I was
peg.
Talking about it in a sexual sense. I don't
know. Oh, well, I'm talking about peg because Kanye West and Jeffree Star, bitch, what?
Oh, yes.
Sydney.
Can you believe?
How could that have slipped my mind?
Did not. It's been on the top of my dome.
Let's talk
the
about
cranium,
it.
The top Let's... of the cranium for since we were talking about COVID in the pandemic.
Sis, let's discuss, okay? This morning I woke up, I saw an article, Kim was preparing to file for divorce. I go to the supermarket, I'm buying things I don't need, I'm putting the prosciutto back. I'm like, $10.99 for some cold cuts? I put it back. I go on Twitter because I'm in the supermarket and I'm on my phone. And I said, Kanye West and Jeffree Star did what?
Wait, I didn't actually read this story. What did they do?
Oh, there's no story. It's a rumor. But
the rumor is that
he cheated on Kim with Jeffree Star, notorious racist. allegedly.
Who always dates black men.
Wait, always dates black men.
He was dating that one guy who was actually straight and like had like,
and left his wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then like
so a pattern.
No, but I think this guy that was engaged with Jeffree Star, he was just doing it for the money and the clout and everything, understandably.
Right, but another black man with a girl and a child. So Kanye West,
interesting,
a black man with a wife and five kids. I hope this rumor is true.
No, I think Kris Jenner is on the case. She works hard, honey. She knows how to drop the breadcrumbs. She drops them, and it's not breadcrumbs; it's loaves. She got loaves of pepper nickel, just all over the place.
This is Kris Jenner, Ezekiel bread, 100%.
Honey, boo boo, yes.
She,
for real.
Nobody works harder than the devil, and the devil is always working. And so Kris Jenner, because I legit, the way that the stuff came out, it just feels like, well, we gotta throw Kanye under the bus so Kim can quietly get her fifth divorce. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't feel so. I mean, I feel like it would be easier to just be like, well, you know, he crazy. You see, he was hanging out with Trump. I don't want to live on the ranch. Me and my kids didn't, you know what I mean? But Kris got to make it theatrical.
Well, this is what they do. They always drag the men so that they can be on, you know, the girl side. That's what she does. I mean, they did that to, what's Kris Humphries? They did it to—
What did they do to Kris? What was Kris, the story there? Because Kim was married to him for like 2 days.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but I don't think he ever had a job after that.
He was a basketball player.
Yeah. He didn't. But not like nobody was checking for him after that.
Well, he wasn't a good basketball player when she started banging him. That's the difference.
Yeah, but it really just went downhill from there. But also, let's talk about Lamar. Yes, Lamar was on crack, but the way they set that up.
Can that be the name of the episode? Yes, Lamar was on crack.
Yes, Lamar was on crack.
Yes, capital yes. Lamar was on
crack.
Have
we, like, we're touching all the drugs today.
We are.
Okay, we did crack. We did meth. We did ketamine.
Yeah.
That being said?
Yes, Lamar is on crack.
Lamar was on crack.
Was on crack. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Kris Humphries is dating a little Instagram model now.
Good for him. But the way that, instead of they're saying, oh, you know, he's, this is what I don't like, especially, it's like he was in a crisis. Like I don't know if he ever did crack before, but clearly this was an addiction and it should have been treated with a little bit more respect. Like they just said, oh, he's on crack. Throw him away.
No. The Lamar Odom thing was not that. It was not simply crack. It was not crack zero. He was like in a brothel in Las Vegas. It was porn stars and strippers. It was like a whole thing.
Where the crack led him. Crack led him.
Well, you're trying to say that Kris Jenner gave him the crack. Heard you, sis, allegedly.
Yes. When I say the breadcrumbs, be loaves.
You mean the crack crumbs. Heard you.
When the crack crumbs be loaves. Yeah, it's and now they got Kanye. They put him on the, oh, he's bipolar, he's mento, he's not getting help.
And wait, what was the actual consensus on him supporting Trump? Was that actually real or not? Because there was like the whole, wasn't there like someone that said that it was just a way to get Kim into the White House to talk
about? She was already in the White House before Kanye was.
No, wasn't Kanye like on the Trump train for a while since
the Trump train? Please cancel everybody.
Kanye, Kim, Trump. Kim Kardashian had a little pinstripe suit and she was at the White House with a little folio case before Kanye and his mess. And then Kanye was like, he had the MAGA hat on and he was dapping Trump and he put his password in his phone. It was 00000, remember?
Right.
That was, Kim had already come through there. Kimberly Kardashian West Esquire had already.
That name, Marie, that is
Esquire. I think that's the name of one of Hilaria Baldwin's kids, Esquire Lopez. what was the original question? Oh, Sydney was running through all the men. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but only the men that Kim and Khloe date get this.
No. Scott Disick too. They drag him left and right, but he's a white man, so he still can uphold some type of dignity. Like, even though they drag him, he stays around. He doesn't know how to just his dick and leave. He's
but
like,
they're not really dragging him. He is a cast member on the show and a popular one at that, because he be dragging them.
Yeah.
He drags them on the show regularly from, I mean, and again, I have never even watched the show, but I think that that's the thing that people like about him is he don't give a damn about who they are. He's dating like a 17-year-old. He's nasty.
Sophia Richie broke up. They broke up.
So whose child is he dating now?
Eddie
Murphy's. Scott.
Shit. Scott. The baby was just born, Marie, last year.
Eddie Murphy has like 12 kids. So the fact that you took it to pedophilia is a reflection of the meth that you have in your system still.
Yes, Lamar was on crack. That is the best title ever.
Scott Disick is worth $25 million. And he's 37 and he has three kids.
Oh my God, wait, Eddie Murphy does have so many children. I didn't even know this.
Okay, Andrew, who has more kids?
That's why he's like, I'm going to take these animation voiceovers, bitch. You are not going to stop me from working. He's like, yes, I will get back out there and be on tour. Whatever I need to do to make these coins for my football team of children, I'm doing it.
Okay, Sydney. Okay, find an article on page 6. It's called Inside the Kardashian Curse, How Men Within the Famous Family Struggle. Now, we forgot about Tyga, because Tyga was in the family too.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was like a little stint. It wasn't that long. Like, how long ago was he with her?
He was with Kylie when she also was a fetus, before the face.
Oh,
before
that's
the new
right.
Face.
Now, who does she have a baby with Stormy with?
Travis Scott. But he don't really F with them like that. He just be passing through.
I mean, the toxicity that's happening. In Calabasas, Los Angeles.
I was like, Anthony Corbalis? Wait, what?
You know what the fuck I meant. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. So Scott been in and out of rehab for partying and stuff. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I know a friend who hooked up with him and she was like, he is a drug addict, like pills and everything.
Could he keep the dick up? Talk to us about what the people want to know.
I don't know about that, but she did say it was a large, like crazy.
It was large,
like she
big
was,
dick.
Yeah,
Disick.
Like she was pretty surprised. But also, he does give big dick energy, though.
But when it comes to white men, big dick energy could just be rich beige energy. Because it's
no.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Wall Street guys, they do not exude that by any means.
Yeah, but there's something, there's a level of cockiness that rich white guys have because they know that ultimately nothing bad will ever happen to them. Because
right.
You know that, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
Can be like mistaken, I think, for big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
But like also,
I agree.
You can also know, we can tell that like Trump has a tiny penis. He exudes small dick energy.
It is wild that you can just see right through the trousers.
I mean, girl, you can see right. You said the trousers?
The trousers. They're transparent. The transparent trousers.
Yeah, the Trump trouser train. Yes, 100%. He had a near fatal overdose at a Nevada brothel in 2015.
Lamar.
Yes. And
Lamar.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, because he OD'd. Yes, 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 yes.
That's right. They said he was dead and then they brought him back.
Right, right. With the Kardashian voodoo magic.
Let me tell you, everything that has been going on and Betty White is still alive. Praise be. Whatever she got up in her veins, I need.
Well, that's where
the vaccine's at. Betty White got it.
Betty White has the vaccine. I'm nominating that for a possible title.
That's a good one too.
Betty White got the vaccine.
That's a good one too. Yo, we on fire today. Good God.
And she's still like booking projects too, which is, it's like actually frustrating.
She's working. What do you mean?
Oh, Larry said like, that's how she stays alive. She works.
Yeah. It's like, it's so annoying that she's Mm-mm. still working.
No, it's actually not annoying.
I think that's beautiful. What are you talking about?
It's beautiful. Like, no, Andrew, I'm going to tell you why it's beautiful. Because after a certain age for women in Hollywood, I'm going to say 34, they like throw us away. And they're like, but the men work. The men will be 80 in a movie with some young Jennifer Lawrence. And they're like, that's his wife. And it's like, but his veins. I can see that his veins through his skin. He's too old for her. And they're like, no. That's his wife. Margot Robbie is like Clint Eastwood's wife or something in a movie.
Oh my God. Like,
you know what I mean? So the older men get in Hollywood, the more work that they can get. And women, after a certain age, they throw us away. So shout out to Betty White. Does she have a man? Is she married?
No.
They don't talk about it.
Her husband died?
No, her husband died like a while ago, and she's just been a widow for, you know, while we've been around.
You guys think Betty White has sex?
Still? Like right now?
Yeah, like you think somebody blowing her little back out?
I don't think she cares about it right now.
She's 98 and she's had three husbands, all three of them are dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's a part of the Kardashian clan.
No, she's not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
She's the oldest of the Golden Girls cast, and she is the only one left alive.
Wait, no. Well, I mean, she's the oldest because the other ones are dead. No,
Betty White has the vaccine, guys. Like I'm on to something.
She was the oldest when they were filming.
No, I thought she was the baby. The other one with the face, was it older than her?
I am almost positive this is factual. Unless someone,
I feel like I need to bet money that you are wrong. I feel like you're wrong. One of the other ones was open.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So,
wow, this is bringing me great joy. Do you know I was in a shitty mood and we popped the top on this pod and I'm feeling alive again?
Pop the top on the pod.
Okay, so Betty White was born in 1922.
January 17th, her birthday is coming up, boo-boo.
Rue McCallahan was born in 1934.
Oh, her name's Rue.
No. I'm talking about the other cast members.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. Give us the.
And then Estelle Getty was born in 1923.
Okay.
And Bea Arthur was born in 1922, a few months after Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So Betty White is older by a couple of months. I heard you.
Okay,
but you were right.
Check when Bea died. Let's see. Bea died in 2009. So she has a whole 11 years on Bea.
I'm looking at a picture of a young Betty White. Beach. First of all, she was a brunette, in case you guys are wondering. And she's always had the same wig. It's the same wig. But good for her. Wow. 98 years old.
She's been through everything.
She's been through all the wars, I feel like.
That's why she has to keep working, though. Do you see me? Like, everybody dead. It's like, what's the point of staying home?
Wait, Andrew. Watch,
when she finally sits down, it's going to crush her. So this is why she has to keep working.
Andrew, like, which Golden Girl was the one that played the mom? Because that, she looked older than Betty White in the cast photo from, what year was this on? 1942? When did the Golden Girls come on?
Oh gosh,
she must be the one that. Well, wow, she must not have been using serums because she looked
hyaluronic. They need that hyaluronic acid.
She wasn't using the hyaluronic acid, friend.
Golden Girls was on the air from 1985 to 1992.
What?
That's what. Wait,
1985.
Wait,
to 92. That's it.
That's what it says on IMDb.
That's wild.
I don't know. Before my time.
I was alive in 92, but I feel like Golden Girls looks like it was on. I thought it was black and white. That's how old the show feels to me.
It was girl, silent. We have to fight you now.
Silent.
It was silent. And then
they would cut to those like title cards where they would say what they said. You
and
know?
It was like, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Charlie Chaplin on Golden Girls? I feel like that's how old the show is. Okay, so maybe she has to keep working, or she, you know.
Well, I'm just like, I guess my annoyance lies in the fact that, like, if you're creating a project, to have Betty White sign on to it just seems like such a giant risk. I don't know. I'm just like concerned. I don't know. I don't like.
Oh, now you're trying to flip it and say that you care about her safety. You don't care about Betty White.
Yes, I do. Of course, she's past a certain age, and so I, for her to be showing up on set, just does not seem. It's just like, take a break. I don't know.
She don't need to take a break. Okay, she don't got that many miles left in her. She want to work until the director's gonna say and action, and Betty White is gonna be there on her deathbed, still acting.
That is crazy. Yeah. She hosted SNL, like, I think, like, almost, like, 10 years ago. Like, that endurance to be able to do that.
That's what insane. I'm saying. If you don't think that this woman is a vampire, you're crazy.
If she's a vampire, she's drinking bad blood, because she should. She looks great, but she could look better as a vampire, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Cindy, are you on FaceTime?
Yeah,
over there,
did you
friend?
Just open no, up no. FaceTime? We heard you open
we
up a FaceTime.
Definitely both.
That was an accident.
I heard the noise of FaceTime.
And
opening,
I heard somebody say, hey. Yeah. Oh my God. And you just said, as an adult, you don't lie. Get on it.
That's the lie.
The title of the episode is Sydney is a Liar.
Wow. No, that don't hit the same as Lamar was. Yes, Lamar was on crack.
Yeah.
Sydney.
What?
Girl. Who? Girl. Who just called you? Let's
Carolina.
Drag him.
Carolina. Mm. And I told her I was going to be on the pod. She must have forgotten.
Is that another lie, though? I don't know.
No, that was, it was, hold on.
Andrew?
It was
Andrew said he can't, you've deceived him too many times, sis, in the new
oh,
year.
Oh, shut
can't
the
trust
fuck
you.
Up.
Oh my God, do you hear?
I heard
the
it.
The episode of the podcast is Sydney is a beach. How about that? Sydney, Regina George, Miranda Priestley, The Devil Wears, she in Destiny.
Carolina wants me to do a self-tape in the morning, and I want to be like, yes, but I'm also like, the last time I did a self-tape with you in the morning, your manager had something to say about it. So
wait. The manager had something to say about her tape or about the reader on the tape?
The reader on the tape.
Well, sis, was you struggling? Was you off the think I could can? What were you
no,
saying?
No, I was just, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I was tired.
So you were struggling. It's okay.
Right. So the critique was valid, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Sydney, you going to go to bed early so you can do the self-tape, or you going to tell her you can't do it?
What do you think I should say?
I mean, I know what you want to say, but I feel like you want me to tell you to say it. So you going to do the tape or no, friend?
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, you can't tell somebody what somebody else said and then ask them to do it again. That's just weird to me.
So you are hurt by her manager's criticism, but now tell us. The managerial tea. What words were used? What did she say about your reading skills?
She said that I didn't have any energy and my voice was distracting.
Oh, Andrew, that noise you just made.
I just, the fact that it was just so, like, you had it to a T, this quotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any of this criticism ever.
It's been at the forefront, it seems.
Yo, Sydney got that criticism tattooed on her. Yeah. Her
Let
chest.
Me read it for you.
I read with my girlfriend, and she got a callback, a director's callback. So I feel like I can read. It's not like I can't read. So I am
the name of the episode is Sid Can Read.
Shut up.
Yes.
Still doesn't hit as much.
yes, Sid can read. Yeah, Andrew, it doesn't, but I don't know, Sydney. It's the morning time. If you just rolling out of bed to do the tape and you struggling and your voice is still morning voice, you still got the eye boogers in your throat, then yeah, I can see the voice being distracting. But if you get up early, and I'm saying that and I'm looking at you like this, if you get up early, do the tape and then go back to bed, you could do it that way. But like, there, I guess, is an art to helping somebody be Betty White and 99 years old and still booking in Hollywood.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know after something like that. I don't know if I could pull through. I'm not a morning person. That's tea. Like,
all right, sis, then you gotta tell her no. That you didn't have to pick up the FaceTime. You could have just texted her a nah. You know? That's what I'm saying about that.
Does that make me a bad friend?
No, but if you say yes and you do a bad job and she doesn't book, that makes you a bad friend.
Yeah.
Or it makes you a bad reader. I don't know. It's fine. I think that you're gonna do what you need to do for you and for your friendship. And maybe lock your door tonight, because I know you don't be locking your door. And
can you help her?
She's gonna leave her house to come to my house?
No.
I'm not coming over there to help somebody read when you're right
there.
No,
she could do it through a Zoom.
Oh, Andrew, you free tomorrow to help Carolina do a Zoom audition? Yeah, no. Okay, wait, does Betty White have any kids? My bad, I just wanna see. I'm trying to learn.
I don't believe does have any children.
What, she got 3 ex-husbands and no babies? Good for her. Good for her. Okay. Oh. She's stepmother to 3 children from somebody's first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Interessante.
I guess maybe that's the secret, not having children. Yeah.
Or not having a man. But I don't know.
Make sure the man dies.
Thrice. Yeah.
Thrice.
Thrice. That word. Oh, thrice. All three of them.
Thrice
all,
is the
right? Isn't that what you said, Marie? That they thrice? All
Yeah, they all treat them. They all died.
Yeah.
Also, guys, the word of the week is thrice. You gotta use thrice. It in a sentence.
Yes.
At least thrice. You gotta say it at least 3 different times. We're gonna celebrate Betty White's birthday on January 17th.
She's gonna be 99.
She's gonna be turning 99. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 99. Don't fuck this up for Betty.
Right. Well, go ahead and block that day off for us. We all. What day of the week is that? The 17th is what?
Let me see. That's 17th is a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
A Sunday is the Lord's Day and Betty White's Day. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love this for us.
And Betty White's birthday is famously before mine, which is February the 2nd. So
famously 2 days after my sister's birthday, which is on the 15th.
Oh,
Sydney,
yes.
What you doing for your birthday this year, friend?
I am not doing anything, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I am going to sit this birthday out, and I'll probably do something on Sid Can't Cook and, keep it very cute.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to stay home. Mm. I'm not doing anything. So, you know.
Okay. I love this for you. So no Tulum for you for February 2nd?
No, friend. That can't happen for me. But next year.
Yeah. Next year, maybe.
Scootney.
Shout out to you, babe. We heart you forever and ever. Did anybody have any questions before we close this out? Did we miss anything? We hit the Kardashian curse. We talked about Lamar. We talked about Jeffree Star being a racist. We talked about the terrorism in Washington, D.C. Anything? Mm-hmm. Did we miss anything?
Sydney can read.
Sid can read, but also voice
Sid
is distracting.
Lie, yeah, as well.
Sid can lie as well.
Wow. Okay.
And we even had time for a FaceTime on the podcast. So, Andrew, anything that you wanted to get off your chest for the first episode of the new year?
No, I'm very excited for another full year of this podcast.
Sounds like a shame.
The voice sounds very distracting.
Yes.
So.
I mean, it's gonna be fun. We always have so much fun.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're not giving me that energy, but I know that that's true.
I don't know. I have been thinking about, you know, I think this might be my last year for podcasts. I think. Oh. I think I.
Whoa.
You put me a 365 day notice?
Oh, Dawn. Okay. You hit us at the 54, the 54 minute mark, baby. Baby girl, wait a minute.
Girl.
I just don't think that, I don't like that, that being my
ministry. My,
like, yeah, like I'm associated with an audio file. I don't think so, you know?
I don't think so. Oh,
so you're nervous that somebody's going to pull out the receipts?
No. Oh, okay. Not that. Okay. It's just okay. Like, it's podcast.
Excuse
me. I love a podcast, but it's just,
you're saying you have bigger dreams than this.
I think so. I've been doing it. This would be my third year of doing it.
I think it's just
time for the next thing.
It's not as lucrative as you want it to be.
If you want to say that for me,
drop your Venmo down, sweetie. We need Andrew to stay on this boat, this gay making bad choices in Puerto Rico on a cruise.
So Andrew, what you're saying is podcasts make you poor. And honestly, I think that should be the title of the podcast.
No!
Podcasts make you poor.
I'm sure that the higher ups at Forever Dog would love to see that as one of the titles.
Yes, they would. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not really worried about that. You know, I'm not. Hey, Forever Dog. Forever. I don't know. Poor.
Andrew, on behalf of this side of the unofficial experts, you can go ahead and cut that out, sweetie.
No, leave it in there. You got
to. That might be the best thing that I've actually ever heard on a podcast. Ever.
That's going to be the reason he does podcasts for another 10 years.
Yes, it was too real for him. That's why he's like, you're right.
Okay, so Andrew, we got a couple minutes left of this episode.
Yes.
Cut to this time next year, we got our freedom back. We're back outside. What's the dream? Where are you working? Where are you living? Who are you dating? Who are you wearing? Ready? Go.
God. I think just like at a job, I think it's like more. This is so bad to be saying this. Where?
No,
this
is a safe space.
It's something a little bit more. Tracy's also on the Zoom, so I don't know.
It says, well, we forgot she was here. Hey, babe.
Something a little bit more creatively stimulating.
Sure. Well, Andrew, I mean, podcast is just talking. So you can say with your chest something a little bit more stimulating.
I think for me, this experience has been really, really fun. Obviously, meeting the both of you, meeting a plethora of other people that are just so great, and they're very, very fun and creative. And it's just like, okay, this has been like a really great journey. But like, I don't like foresee me dying, you know.
We're not going to die on this podcast. We're not going to Betty White the podcast.
Yeah.
Betty White the podcast.
I don't see that. I don't see that in our future as well. So.
We're not turning this into a musical or a Tyler Perry play. Like, what you talking about? Okay. Yeah. So something more creative. So you going to be an author or a dog walker? Like, what you going
to
be doing?
I did go to school for screenwriting. I would love to just like get back into something a little bit more stimulating, because like, obviously, just like editing a audio file and planning Zoom recordings, you're not really using a lot of that skill, you know, if at all. So, to be exercising that muscle a little bit more would be much more pleasing to me.
Okay. I mean, the way you said it, you sound like you're not really sure, but I think you got to say it with your chest first.
I know.
You gotta manifest it. You're not gonna manifest it with a question mark at the end.
That's true. So we'll figure it out, you know.
And you'll be in New York?
I'll be here, yes. I don't plan on leaving. So
You're not gonna go on a sabbatical to be a screenwriter?
We won't see you in Tulum.
No, yeah.
We won't see you in Bali or something like that.
You'll see me on a little gay cruise
that's in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. But where will you be in 10 years?
10 years? I was asking you for next year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, wow, 10 years.
Like 10 years.
Okay, fine. Next year.
I'm gonna be living somewhere in 10 years with a fake accent. That's what I'm gonna, that 10 years from now, accent is gonna be fake. I'm gonna be Ileria, but like Marie is already Marie is already accented. Sydney, this time next year or this time in 10 years?
Yeah, I don't want to really answer that. I want to take one day at a time, like sobriety, and hope for the best. I'm working towards positivity, mental stability, financial, true goals. I mean, a year. What is time? I know that I don't want to be where I am right now in a year. So I want to see growth. So hopefully, yeah, I'll be taking podcasts to the next level, more linear TV or writing or, you know, something that can get me, you know, $1 million home. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Selling Sunset. I love this for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. Yeah. I love these goals. I feel good about positivity coming from you, friend.
Yes.
And Andrew, if you want to do something, if you want to write something, I think you should be writing now, honestly.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I am.
Yeah. Don't wait until the end of the year.
Right.
Because it was the end of last year and I still hadn't write anything. So, you know what I mean? We're working on it.
It all starts now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, after I get off this episode with you guys, I'm going to write something. I'm going to start the first page today. That's it.
And Sydney will be reading for which part?
The role of tired friend. That just
woke nailed up. It. She books. She books. Again, you guys, we heart you so much. We're starting off so strong. We get all your messages. We truly love them. They make us feel good and also check ourselves at the dough. So subscribe, retweet, repost, let people know that we are still out here thriving after many years of being on the pod. I need to see more reviews on iTunes. Where are they? I haven't gotten a review since December 11th. And I find that weird. Find that weird.
I checked as well. And I don't see anything. Or December 11th.
December 11th. Yikes. So yeah, sorry. Okay.
All right. Bye guys. Happy New Year. No, I'm not saying that. No, happy 2021. Just 2021.
Goodbye.
Forever. Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.